Coach, can you give us an update on the guys that weren't out there today, Myers and Hendricks?
Yeah, they'll both be fine for tomorrow. I had expected actually to have more guys off the ice. We kind of checked with them to make sure that we want to try to get ahead of some of the minor bumps that everybody's dealing with. But we had a lot of skaters, so we had a real low threshold here today.
After one whole day, are you rested up and ready to go?
It makes a difference. It does. Just sleeping in your own bed and having a mental day off, not having to wind up for a game, it makes a difference. So I think we thought we would be okay today, and we were. But we think we'll have a pretty good jump for tomorrow.
It used to be your team would get really fired up the last couple of years against Chicago, almost like they're the standard in the division that we want to bound and determine to prove we match up. How do you think they'll do it now?
I think it's the same. It's more almost style of game. They're really fast games, and we think we can excel in that, and we've always had a really healthy respect, and you need to. Such a powerful team, and you know, some elite superstars there. But I think it was more the style of game that kind of got the players excited. This will be really fast, and while neither team is looking to trade chances, there's going to be some offense there. They're exciting games to watch. They're exciting games to coach, but I think the players like playing them just because of the speed of the game.
Matthew Pearl was saying that the team might have a little more of a swagger going into these games now. Instead of hoping they can win, they know they belong. Do you see added confidence?
There's some confidence there. I think what's different is we haven't, at this point, been on much of a roller coaster in terms of emotions. So I don't know that we've necessarily had to wind ourselves up to play games or schedule. This is a really big game for us. It's been more kind of like the way we're playing, and they're in a good routine. And they've been pretty... we've been a pretty consistent hockey team. Even in the games that we, you know, lose, there's parts that you don't like. We've had some pretty good hockey in all the games that we've played.
Will you look at bringing up another defenseman?
Yeah, Chevy will make that decision today because we're going to end up going back out on the road here.
Paul, a bigger picture question. Do you think Kevin's draft and development plan, do you see the impact of that in the success this season?
I know that the one thing... right from my very first training camp is you understood why a player got drafted. You know, you don't always know, and then there's the exceptions when a Nick Ehlers comes in or a Patty comes in, but you understand why the player was drafted. You're hopeful that the player will develop, and I think a lot of the draft and develop, believe it or not, I mean, it's been forefront for us because we put them right in, a lot of these young guys, right into the NHL games, or we gave them big roles in terms of Scheif and those kind of guys. A lot of it's actually happening this year, right? You've got so many players on the Moose that are looking to make it to the NHL, and they're getting big minutes, and they're performing well there. I think it really kicks in now that we'll have good players play on both teams in good roles, and then the competition will increase.
How difficult is it for you as a coach to go through that patience process?
It would be difficult if you didn't believe it, right? If you stood behind the bench and said, yeah, these are good kids, but they're 5 years away from being good. And there are players like that. There are good NHL players that take 5 years to develop, but we were fortunate. We put in young players, and yeah, we could see the... We were just a very young team the last 2 years, and you could see the kind of things that they couldn't do yet, but you knew they would fairly soon. And we're still in that. We've got our young guys are still working on becoming really good every day. There's lots of nights they're really good, right? And getting them to that consistent level is the challenge now.
What stood out to you most about Nikolai's game this season?
He's been able to change his game and last the Vancouver game was a really good example, right? The first two or three shifts off the bench for that line weren't great and looked an awful lot like some of their play in Tampa. He still scored a big goal in Tampa, had the two best chances in the game against Tampa. But I thought after his third shift against Vancouver, he changed gears and was probably the best forward on the ice. So that, you know, when you're young, you got 20 years to be good. You can wait for the next game, and he's coming out of that now. He's learning how to suffer through maybe a bad start or a bad shift and get back to what he's really good at. So when he brings the puck up the ice and he draws that penalty, that has a huge impact on the game.
What do you think of Brian Little's effect on Ehlers and Laine, Paul?
If you look at Brian and you look at it, and I thought we really saw it on the road. He's raised his intensity level, which is always very high, but his... really competing hard, and those two young guys kind of go with them on that. Good on the bench in terms of talking the hockey parts of the game, but the hockey parts of the game, they'll learn. I mean, they eventually get that. It's that drive every night on the road. We're a bit of a tough stretch. I thought the younger guys in our group kind of slid a little further than maybe some of the older guys, which is the way that works, right? They're not as mature physically yet, but he's a real good example for those two guys about being ready to play every night.
Nikolai's ability to change his game a bit within the game, is that just a sign of continued growth and maturity?
Right. Well, first you have to have a standard, right? In his first year, he was, you know, the basic positioning of the NHL game is so different than what these guys are used to. There was a lot of learning that had to go on. Patty's going through that now. He's made huge strides in that. The next stage for all these guys, like Nick showed up and he could skate as well as he's in the top 10 percentile in the NHL right away. We don't know where Patty's shot is. It's in the top four or five, maybe six guys in the NHL. But it's the every night, 82 games, the travel, the wear and tear, you know, when they think they're tired, all those things that teenagers go through, right? Not just NHL players, but when you're that young, it takes a little while.
Well, just a thought on the importance of getting Steve Mason back, and especially at this juncture of the schedule with 4-6.
Yeah, we would have certainly liked him having that in that stretch that we went through, but we're going to go back on the road. We'll have half our road schedule done by Christmas, and he's going to have to play in these games. We need him to play in these games. You know, we've got a little bit more of a reprieve in January because we've got the reading week in there, and we've got the All-Star game. That just means your other games are back-to-back, so he's going to be a real important guy going in the next 6 weeks especially.
And then finally, just a thought on guys like Sean Mathias, Marco Dano, who really aren't getting into game action. How do you keep them, I guess, involved in the team, part of the whole system?
Well, part of that is easy, and it has to do with their personalities, and they would, I guess, they've handled it exceptionally well. It's not easy. It's a slightly easier sell because we're winning hockey games, and we've stayed healthy. So they have been really good pros about it. Marco's a young player, so he doesn't have a lot of experience with it, but Sean's been just great. I mean, they drive every day, and the players that have sat out for a while, and I think Tucker Pullman's a real good example of it, they've come in ready. I like Tucker's game. He skated very well, didn't show any signs of a lag from being off. So they've pushed hard, and they've worked hard, and they've been worked hard. So they're giving themselves the best chance. That's all they can do. We try to communicate with them. There's not a whole lot to say to a guy day-to-day on this. Just keep going, and they've done it.
You see the weekend as the first chance to get Steve in?
It's a possibility. I mean, I'm not going to close the door that we wouldn't go back-to-back, but if we do that, it'll change what we do going forward with the rest of the games on the road.
You got four big divisional ones here now. Does that resonate at all with the team, or is it
sure.
Could be anybody?
Just out of familiarity. No. So we'll say here's the standard lines, and there's a lot of truth to the standard lines. You know, one game at a time, and it's just another game. I get all that, but because we haven't seen these teams, but normally we see them so often, there is a rivalry. There's an intensity that's built into these games. There is.